how often have you heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover, or you can read them like a book? An art exhibition is on inside the Broome Library as part of Mental Health Week, which showcases old library books in new ways. They have been crafted, cut, stuck, torn, folded, painted and retold, which is a lot like life's journeys, really. Members of the public worked with award-winning artist Jackie Cheng to transform their book. The month-long project, called Rewrite the Book, was funded by Regional Arts WA and put together by the Kimberley Arts Network and the Broome Recovery Centre. But as Jackie explains, the first step was to convince the amateur artists to tear into the book.
We briefed the participants and said you can actually, you know, cut the page, you can tear the pages, you can glue, you can do whatever. And you should have seen there was a bit of a hesitation in terms of doing something that's already done. And it almost seems disrespectful to tear a book. But otherwise, you think about it, you're actually giving the book a second life and preserving the story of it, or you can actually rewrite the story entirely. So it started off with really disembowering the book, if I could say. And the ideas just flow when you work from one participant to the next. So how can I do this? I'd like to do a 3D and say, all right, here we go. So it's like really running a class, but with individual ideas and try to cater towards that, you know, idea and so that it comes to fruition.
There is this wonderful variety of books. There's a lotus that's been crafted out of paper. There is a rewrite of the classic children's storybook, Pippi Longstocking. There is fruit, a pirate's treasure map, and there are paper dolls and love hearts. Each of these art projects has something meaningful for the person who's created them. Tell me about the importance of the process of art and how it's helped people think about themselves and their own story.
So the entire project is tied with the Mental Health Week as well. And the workshop was held at the Recovery Centre, and it was open to the community as well as the Recovery Centre clients. So this has actually brought people together in actually working in the same medium, and the medium that everyone knows so well from as young as a kid when you flip pages and things like that. So it's a familiar feeling of working with a medium that it's not strange or alien, but also the process of very calmly working through it, page by page, sheet by sheet, and realizing that the outcome sometimes is not what it matters, but it's also the process of doing it. But obviously the outcome, you know, it's a bonus now that we have a beautiful piece of artwork, but they realize that the process, actually engaging yourself with the book or with the process, if you know what I mean.
It's a journey. Not only is it a journey through a book that's no longer loved and has been given a new life, but it's a journey for each of the participant to see what skill can I unearth in myself that I didn't know I had.
Absolutely. Everyone came in with such beautiful concepts, and look at what they've done now. You know, all these little pages that turn into it. And some of them has never really done anything with book or let alone art, and gave it a go. And you'd be surprised to see the smile they brought on your face and say, hey, I'm an artist now. So yes, you are. Of course you are.
That is beautiful. And the variety is what impresses me here. Some of them have very simple, on the surface, stories. An apple or a little bowerbird's nest bursting out of a big scenery picture. Others are making a statement about being lost or that the system is watching you. The ideas, how did you help people craft these concepts, Jackie?
I think on that first day I brought a lot of samples of things that I do myself in terms of, you know, manipulating papers in different ways. You can fold, you can crease, you can cut. What happened was people were really engaging with the pieces. And I thought, oh, hang on, I can use this little element where you cut it, you know, into a 3D piece and turn it into another piece. So we discussed about ideas, and each and every one of them had a different idea. As you can see, it's a plethora of you know, beautiful works here. We work individually, So, for example, the one that Clancy McDowell made was a paper doll, and that brought back so many beautiful memories because as a child, we play with paper dolls, and a lot of these things that a lot of people don't play with it anymore. And it's also good engaging process with the younger generation going, hey, this is what we used to play, a paper doll, as simple as paper, but making it into a beautiful storytelling all over again.
And talking of storytelling all over again, the classic Pippi Longstocking's been remade in the most wonderful 3D multi-dimensional piece. Now, this book was unfamiliar to you. How do you think it's turned out, seeing it reimagined in front of you here?
Fantastic. I think it's absolutely beautiful. Funny enough, you should mention Pippi Longstocking because when I first arrived in Australia, people were talking about Sesame Street. I've heard of Sesame Street, but I've never really watched Sesame Street. And I've heard of the Muppets, but I've never watched the Muppets. So when it came to Pippi Longstocking, I said, I'm familiar with the name, but I don't know the story. So it was very interesting to reread the story from a different perspective now, from another artist's perspective. And she's incorporated Kimberly Tree into it as well. So for those who haven't seen it, you should come to the Broome Public Library and have a look to really gauge what's happening.
Jackie, you are an award-winning artist and you specialise in paper-cut crafts and the wonders that can come out of a flat sheet of paper. You mentioned that everyone's now an artist. Do you think that people can look upon this and see the potential in their own self now?
I definitely think so. Some of the questions that most ask, of me over the years is, how long does it take you to cut, or how many sheets of paper? Now they know how long it takes. You take as long as you need to make something. You cut as many as you need to layer it up. So the process of the journey and everyone being on the same ship as me, I think that's a fabulous way of looking at things now.
That's Jackie Cheng, an award-winning paper artist who facilitated Rewrite the Book, which was put on by the Kimberley Arts Network and the Broome Recovery Centre. Go and see the exhibition this week at the Broome Library. Books transformed into completely different and beautiful objects.